Senator Jacobson, thanks again for stopping by the studio today, sir.
Always great to be here.
Now, Senator Jacobson, another busy weekend for you. You were in attendance for a record-breaking fundraiser at North Platte Catholic Schools.
I was curious what the final number was on in terms of what was raised at the Green event.
$200,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what Father Sorensen said yesterday at Mass. So we're going to say that that's a good
enough source. I'm going to say that's probably a safe source.
Pretty safe to go with what the Father said. Yeah,
the Padre is safe. Now, did you go away with any silent auction items?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. No, we bought, we paid. Now, you know, Julie, how she bakes and cooks.
Yeah.
But we bought the treats for like 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
$750, okay, for that's a lot of cookies.
Now, Father said yesterday
that somebody else is baking.
That somebody else is baking and I'm getting to eat.
You're getting.
Yeah.
It's not a bad deal.
It is pretty good.
I suspect I'm going to get a cookie every time I go to the bank now.
Yeah, there you have it.
Father said that he had a couple of authentic Mexican meals up for grabs. Well, he had one that went for like $5,000. So then he said, I'll do another one. And that went for $4,000.
I could not stop laughing when he got up there and started doing those chants that he was doing up there. I mean, that guy was a hoot.
He's a character. He's a character. We're blessed to have him. But. An exciting event for you once again. Another busy weekend, it sounds like, too.
Oh, yes. Now, it's, you know, we're getting down to crunch time. So, yeah, pretty much going hard. I had a board meeting I had to go to in Topeka, Kansas a couple of days last week. So I was gone a couple of days. But I was able to get to my legislative office and catch up on a few things there and see my staff and kind of debrief on some issues there, and had a little bit of a problem with my laptop, and so I was able to get IT department there to fix it. So I'd fallen behind on a few emails, and so I wanted to get caught up on those, so I spent some time getting caught up on those emails as well. So
cool. All
is good.
Now, Senator Jacobson, you were in attendance last Monday at the event over at the airport. Was
yes.
that Monday or was that Tuesday?
Oh, golly, it's a good
question.
They kind
of run into each other.
The days kind of roll together these days.
Early last week, you
yes.
were in attendance. Good to see a couple of your colleagues, too, including Revenue Chairwoman Luann Linehan, who I'm a big fan of. Elliot Bostar, too, who's done some great things in the legislature. And Congressman Mike Flood, too.
Correct. Yeah, great group of people. And, of course, I worked with Mike Flood in the legislature, so he was a state senator before he was appointed to become the congressman. And, of course, Luann and I had known each other before I had gotten in the legislature, and someone who's been a really strong supporter and really great revenue committee chair. I really, really like her style and worked with her on several issues this year, including, of course, the major tax relief bill, 783, and so our 873. And so I enjoyed catching up with them. I've been invited to all these events down in Lincoln and Omaha, and I just don't have time to go. And
it's a bit of a drive.
Well, they all understand that I've got plenty of things to do out here, and so I really spent the summer staying focused here in North Platte and in the district. But it was great to see them and really catch up on the issues. They were out here, of course, for Amendment 1, you know, a lot of people don't realize that you know, as I mentioned on the air last week, that a lot of this really kind of focused on particularly Lincoln and some of the needs that they have. But it really, when I looked at the bill, I initially thought that's all it was. And then the more I dug into it, I saw that this would really help all the airports across the state. And so I got behind voting for the LR, which was basically a resolution to put this on the ballot as a constitutional amendment. You know, as you know, we get essential air service funding here in North Platte. Mm-hmm. The real problem with just getting essential air service is we use that to subsidize the airline, but we're not able to. We basically turn the dollars go directly to them, and we really don't have any other strings attached to it other than the minimum number of flights that they have to fly per day. But we don't have any control over the times of the day that those flights fly. So if we were able to provide a local incentive, we could put more controls on when those times would be, would make a difference from that standpoint as well, or if we wanted to expand further than what we have today. I know there are some people that question, well, you know, why do we need air service and why is that so important? And I would just tell you that on any community that wants to grow, Air service is critically important.
For many things that you don't think about.
Exactly.
When I first moved to North Platte, Tristan and I talked about this. I realized there wasn't a good seafood place here. So I started looking at putting in a Red Lobster, and I was going to put it where Sonic is today. And everything was going along good until we got to the air service.
Right.
There wasn't regular enough air service to meet Red Lobster's standards for flying in there.
Exactly. And your passenger, you can fly through the passenger side. There's a lot of cargo that goes through that as well.
Yeah.
And furthermore, if you look at attracting people to the hospital, if you want to attract professionals, look at sustainable beef now and what we'll see coming from the rail park. And you look at the additional support businesses that will come from sustainable beef. These are going to be companies that are going to be headquartered elsewhere. What all these companies want is they want to be able to have an executive be able to get on a flight, fly to a location in the morning, and fly back that night.
Yep.
And that's critically important. If you don't have that, then they're going to either not do private jets or they don't come to your town.
Yeah.
So that is important. Plus, just simply the fact that the traveling public, and I know a lot of people say, gosh, it's only 3.5 hours to Denver, just drive it. Well, you know, when you look at the price of gas, when you look at what it costs to drive there, when you look at, well, more importantly, what it costs to park there, it's atrocious. And then you're going to burn a lot of time driving there and back. And in the wintertime on icy roads and that kind of thing.
Dangerous.
It's dangerous. So
if you've driven it once, you've driven it 100 times.
Exactly. So from that standpoint, being able to have not only air service but jet service, lavatories on the plane, being able to have a flight attendant, all of that is very, very important to really to the traveling public. And we're fortunate to have SkyWest here. Mm-hmm. They have committed that they are going to rebid. And so I'm hopeful that that we'll continue to keep them. And because of all that, I do think a vote yes for Amendment 1 would be a good vote. And it doesn't obligate anyone to do anything. It just simply changes the state constitution to allow municipalities to be able to subsidize air travel should their city councils choose to do so.
Essentially, the way I look at it is this is putting a tool in the toolbox. If the city elects to use it, great. If not, it's still in the toolbox.
That's exactly right. That's all it does.
And Senator Jacobson, I think Congressman Flood was a great person to talk to about this as well, with his hometown in Norfolk being without air service now, and they're obviously missing it over there.
They really are, and you think about the size of Norfolk and the activity that goes on up there. We're very fortunate to have the air service that we have here in North Platte. I can't imagine being located where we are and not having a quality air service here. And so I'm really glad it's here, and I think the Airport Authority will work real hard to ensure that we keep that in place.
Well, that was a big item last week, and moving forward here, we do have a bit of time coming up before the legislative session, but you and your staff still working during this quote-unquote downtime, Senator Jacobson.
Well, that's right, and it's getting a little bit busier. You know, we first were a little bit held up on bills because there was debate on whether we're going to have a special session, and so they really couldn't close out the old biennium without the 107th biennium until they knew whether we're going to have a special session. So that was kind of holding us up on software, being able to draft bills for the 108th biennium. I do have one bill for sure that's in the hopper that we're finishing up now, which would be a bill that would clean up micro TIF, and I think it'd make it a little more user-friendly. I think the concept was a great concept when Senator Groney introduced it, and there are just some tweaks that I think we've needed to make to it to really make it a little more user-friendly. So we're trying to get that done, and so I have worked on a bill to change that. I've gotten several other ideas from people. I've had an individual asked me about going to one license plate, and so we have drafted a bill for that as well. We're still working on some other senators to get behind it as well and vetting to make sure that we're going to have support for that bill. And we haven't done anything on this yet, but I did reach out to the governor. Literally, I texted him last night. I was reached by a constituent up in the Thedford area. Who had shared with me the fact that we've got a number of ranchers, because of the drought, that are shipping in hay from South Dakota. Mm. And they're running into a problem where they're getting along fine with these semis hauling bales until they get to the South Dakota-Nebraska border, and then once they cross the border, they're getting pulled over by DOT for overload because they've got too many bales and too much weight. Well, as you guys well know, some of these bales are being hauled a couple hundred miles. You can physically put 36 big round bales on a flatbed or on a trailer. When you look at the weight limits, you're probably closer to 30 bales that you can legally scale. So consequently, they're having to reduce the size of the load, haul fewer bales, which means what they're ending up doing is they're having to make five trips, what they could haul in four.
Sacrificing efficiency, essentially.
Sure. And so the question then becomes, well, but gosh, what about the roads and all this? And I would say that there are already carve-outs. I know on my farms down in Clay County, we get an overload permits every year, and there's a carve-out for farmers when you're hauling grain, that if you're going from the field to the elevator or from the field to your bin site, you're allowed 15% overweight. Well, okay. If you think about it, you can haul about 60,000 pounds. When you look at generally the weight of your tractor trailer rig, by the time you add another 60,000 pounds, you're right up the weight limit, right around 90,000 pounds gross. So by 15% additional gross weight, that would really allow these trailers to haul the maximum capacity on those trailers. And so the question I've got is, why don't we provide some kind of an exemption because of disaster of the sure. of the drought and allow the overload permit to apply for hauling these bales in and getting relief to our ranchers. And so we're working on that now. Again, I texted the governor last night, planned to visit with him this morning and see if he can't just make a declaration to allow that or what process we need to do to make a change there. And if we can't get that done, it's something I would consider legislation that we would allow that in statute to where it would be automatic in the future if we have some kind of a declaration so that we can accommodate.
Trigger to get it going.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
And the governor is going to be in town this week, oddly enough. I just thought of that when I heard you mention that you texted him last night, Senator Jacobson. He'll be here in North Platte Friday afternoon at the maintenance shop ribbon cutting out at the airport. So,
correct. I plan to be there as well. I was invited. Obviously, I was on the airport authority before, but I guess I'm being invited in my capacity as state senator. So looking forward to it.
And as an emeritus chairman of the airport authority.
As an emeritus, yeah. There's not a lot of benefits to being an emeritus, but there's a few.
Now, Senator Jacobson, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Oh, I don't think so. I think that you've covered most of the items that I had on my list. There's a lot going on, and I would just tell people continue to reach out. And anybody whose email I didn't get back to here recently, rest assured, I think I've got all of them responded to. And
some technical difficulties.
That's always difficult, and I didn't want to make a special trip to Lincoln to try to get that resolved.
I understand.
But Christina and Joe pretty much handle things, and if I'm missing something, they're going to be getting a hold of me and saying, hey, you probably want to make this call or do this. And so they've been great help, and it'd be hard to do your job down there without them in place. So.
And if folks want to get in contact with you and your legislative office, Senator, how can they do so?
Well, they can reach me by email. It's M as in Mike, Jacobson with an O, at leg.ne.gov. And they can also call me at area code 402-471-2729.
Senator Jacobson, as always, appreciate the time and the work you're doing for the 42nd Legislative District. We'll see you back in the studio again this time next week.
Thank you very much.